We have quite a few items that we have to get through. We did not receive any apologies for anybody. Everybody's here who has to be here in this committee. So there's no apologies. Then, in terms of the agenda, I'd like to ask whether we could, the education visit week report, whether we could handle that at the very last, please. So I'm just amending the agenda. Thank you. Our meeting today is mainly to finalize the committee's report on the vote 5 that we had on the other day. So I'd like to read this draft report. The report of the Standing Committee on Education on Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the Western Cape Appropriations Bill, B3 2020, dated 18 March 2020 as follows. The Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the Western Cape Appropriations Bill, B3 of 2020, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports, does not support the vote. Members, I'm taking your proposals. Member Bosman.
Chair, I propose that we support the report and adopt it accordingly.
Seconder for that? Member Allen? Member Faig?
Chair, having noted the report, I just want to register that the ANC does not support the vote.
Thank you, Chair. I want to bring it to the committee that the Al Jamaa also does not support this vote.
All right. Member Bosman. Okay, then that changes our report to the following, and I read. Report of the Standing Committee on Education on Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 of 2020, dated 18 March 2020, as follows. The Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3 of 2020, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. In terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress, as well as Al Jamaa, expressed its minority view not to support the vote. All right, members, there's a twist in this tale, member Franke. Although you are a member to this committee, you are a member without a voting right. The voting right in this committee is DAANC-ACDP. So I'm not going to record your minority view. You do not, in terms of this committee, the DA has 3 votes, the ANC has 1 vote, and the ACDP has a vote. The Al Jamaa and the EFF does not have a vote. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, so it would then read that the Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the West Cape Appropriation Bill, B3 of 2020, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it supports the vote. In terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view not to support the vote. Okay? Thank you. Member Said?
Chair, maybe just some advice to then Member Brankes, given that it's new, it's the first time, maybe didn't know the rule, but he's still welcome to express, when he gives his 2-minute speech, his view on Friday.
He's free to say whatever in that debate. Member Brankes, you still wanted to say something?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, for the sake of record, seeing that we don't have permanent membership on the committee and our vote doesn't count just for the sake of the record, can it be noted that Al Jamaa expressed, how do you call it, a no confidence in the vote?
Okay, but you expressed already that you're not supporting the vote.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is recorded.
So for the sake of the record.
It's not recorded in the report. It's not going to go on paper. It's not going to go like that. But you can express that view in your part of the debate. And also it is on the recording, but I'm not recording it in the report because you do not have a vote.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Then, members, we go on to the minutes of that day when we discussed the budget or the APP for this department. And remember, we said the recommendations will be, we will put it in the minutes, and it is reflected as such. I'm going to page 1. And I'm going to go to page 2.
Sorry to take you back. On page 1, I just want clarity. With the issue of apology, if you are an alternator, it doesn't get recorded. That's clarity that I'm seeking. Even though I'm not permanent, but I've put an apology. Is there a norm that it doesn't get recorded or what?
No, it should have been recorded. If you have sent in an apology, it should be recorded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though you don't have a voting right, you always attend this meeting and you are an alternative. So yeah, it should be recorded. So I'm just asking Wasima just to record it accordingly. Member Allen?
I move that we adopt with the edit.
Okay, members, there's a proposal to adopt with the amendment. Member Allen and Member Bosman seconding. Thank you. Okay, that takes care of numbers, that minutes of the 13th. We're going to minutes of the 30th of October. Members, I am on page 1. And I am on page 2. Member Bosman?
Propose that we remove and adopt the item.
I second
the
item. Member Bosman and Said. Thank you. Okay. I'm going on to minutes dated the 27th of November. I am on page 1. And there's a page 2. 3 doesn't matter.
I move that we adopt.
Member Christians, are you seconding? Okay, thank you. Members Bosman and Christian. I then move to minutes of the 4th of February. Member Say.
No, it's on this one, yeah, 4th of February. Yeah, I remember because we concluded that meeting here in this room. I remember it was the issue here, 4.3, the WCDB consider. I think this is a grammatical issue to say the WCDB consider. It says a WCDB consider.
Okay.
You saw it there, yeah. And on that basis, one that correction is made, I move for the adoption.
Just insert my name of apologies. Apologies in the front page for my name, please.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, member. So, member Said moves with that amendment that was highlighted now that we adopt. I need a second. Now we go to report.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Member Said, I'm with the report.
Yeah, I mean sorry,
yeah,
not
the
minutes.
Report.
Yeah, the report. I'm
for
the adoption.
Thank you so much. Thank
looks
you.
Like minutes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
can I just ask, Chair, this year 3.9 MOT centers, that we just spell out MOT centers because people's not going to know what MOT centers are.
Can we then continue? Go ahead. Member Sayed, you still with that amendment?
Aye.
Okay. Member Christians, you are supporting that one? Thank you.
No, somebody else was. I wasn't at that meeting, so I don't know if I can adopt it. Somebody else wants to take it. Somebody else. Yeah.
I second.
Yeah, we were all there.
Second, yeah.
Member Bosman wasn't there, member.
Yeah.
I second that.
Okay, member Kama, second. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But member Sayed and Kama, thank you. For the amendment. Then we have the report on the group at walking bus that we had at Springdale.
No, I wasn't there.
I'm on page 2 and page 3.
Having studied the report,
not that one. It's not that one.
Is it not
that one?
No, not the one. Sorry, I'm about the wrong one. Sorry. My apologies.
I'm believing Member Brinker, there was something in the water.
I've got something on the walking bus that I
can't. Chair, I think overall it's fine. Covers what we have looked at there and what we spoke about. There's only one thing I think which should be added somewhere. It's a point that the chair raised around the councillor, the attitude and the absence of the ward councillor. Ward councillor just wanting to be there to take photographs and then left immediately. And we didn't give up to take a photograph. But there was a complete absence, and even when we engaged with Nazima, she was indicating that there's an absence of the ward councillor, and this is a program that's a city-based orientated program. So I think it must be made clear that there was an absence of the ward councillor, that we're going to take this issue up with the city to say that the ward councillor is not involved, not playing a part.
May I? I totally agree. We're on the same page. Just to clarify, and your guidance, in terms of the acknowledgement challenges and the conclusion that's listed, do we list in this one a recommendation as well?
We can if we have. Did not do it that day. And as you see, the recommendations, there's nothing under that point. But if you want to insert something there now, you may.
Then yes. So the chairperson thanked Ms. Nazima from the walking bus. I think we stated, and the City of Cape Town for the engaging discussion. I don't recall there was engagement directly with the City of Cape Town. So an edit on that one, under acknowledgement point number 4. But then one of the recommendations for the discussion between the relevant department within the city and the person dealing with the walking bus, which will be the mayor's office, to have engagement with this councillor, but then to also give some form of recommendation or directive for councillors to actually be active in the walking bus program. I'm not sure how we will word it, but from the mayor's side, in terms of that, we would recommend from the mayor of Cape Town discussions with various councillors where the walking bus program is being rolled out for effective engagement to take place.
I think what we also need to check, and I'm nudging on to what Member said and Member Ellen is saying, that we have to track the correspondence or the notification from this committee to the city.
Mm.
And what the dates were of that that correspondence that we said that we were going to come, and when did this councillor receive that communication? And we also have to inquire. The councillor distinctly said that day that she has another engagement, but she just wanted to be there for the photo op. And we just need to also ascertain what was that engagement that she was going to go to while she had 1 minute to take this photo op.
Thank you, Chairperson. Based on that, may I recommend that we then include the City of Cape Town Chief Whip's office, because they would have access to their diaries.
Thank you. Shall we adopt with that amendment, or shall we? Can we adopt with that amendment?
Mm.
Okay.
If the procedural officer can read out the part,
okay.
The recommendation. So sorry.
I'm going to have to put it in words that are easily. That the Standing Committee engaged with the Mayor to discuss, with the Mayor's office to discuss the effects of engagements with councillors and the walking bus volunteer members in the various areas. And then you also asked for Member Huerta that we track the correspondence with Councillor Tim when we first requested the engagement for the walking bus and when our correspondence was received. And further to that, you have asked that we engage with the Chief Whip's office regarding Councillor Tim's non-participation in the walking bus with the Standing Committee.
Mm. I move that we adopt. We told him.
I'm on the program before we get to that budget week report. So I'm on the program, as you see, that, and as you know, that there has been adjustments made to the parliamentary program in terms of our committees. We will rise on Friday the 20th of March, and we will resume the parliamentary program on the 23rd. Okay. Which means that everything about what we would have had on the 7th of April now shifts down. So 7th of April was the content day when we come to 23rd. Okay, and those, and so it shall shut down. Are we in agreement then?
Yes.
Thank you. Members, I also asked the procedural officer just to look at, and I did not see official communication. If you have had official communication, please convey that to us. I asked, in the light of, and if it's still going ahead, 13 May is scheduled to be a by-election in George, and we are scheduled to have a committee meeting on the 12th of May. And for those of us who are going to go, I have requested whether we could then bring the 19th of May program up to the 12th of May, not having it in the afternoon in our normal slot, but to move it right up in the morning. There's no other position in the morning. So that those of us who are going to go and work in George still can getting to our cars and get their day life if it is not, has not been postponed by the IEC. Member Bosman?
The IEC released a statement on the 16th of March postponing all by-elections. The by-elections for George Ward 8, 14 and 27 that was supposed to take place on the 13th of May is now taking place on the 9th of April.
On the 9th?
Gillian?
No.
Even on the 9th of April? Okay, but then we okay, because we don't have a committee meeting then. Okay. All right, thank you for that update. Thank you still so much. Okay, then that does not suffice what I just said. The program then stays as is. Okay.
Wait. No, but it should be maybe, you know, the words should be back. But they have some other arrangements.
Remember, then the last part on this agenda is this oversight visit that we have had as a committee. And I know that it is a lengthy document that you have received and that you have had the time might have not sufficed you to go through this entire. However, I am asking if you have, if you can look at the recommendation, if you have had not enough time to go through this report, then we have to talk to letting it stand over. Otherwise, if you have gone through the report, you have just gone through the recommendation, whether we could adopt the recommendation part of the report, so that the procedural officer with FEMA can request the necessary in the recommendation to the department. I'm asking guidance from you, Member Mosman.
Okay, I have read the report. I'd like to ask that my name please be added to this one.
I also distinctly remember the
yes. I can confirm that Member Bosman is on a photo here. But also I would agree with your proposal. But then I would also, if we can turn to page 22.14, the committee resolved to schedule a session to discuss all the recommendations and to workshop the inputs. Would that still be happening? Because we can adopt it, and then if we have time and set an hour for that, hence I would be agreeing with your initial proposal. But then once that is rescheduled for then to for the workshop and the inputs to take place.
Thank you. I have had an opportunity to read the full report. So I was wondering whether I can fire away on especially recommendations. I'm on. Yeah, Chair. Yes, Chair. I'm on page 4 and page 5 as it's interlinked. Recommendations 4.3, but it ties into a point made. And so 4.1.10 speaks about, and this is the visit we did to. I think it was a school in Mossel Bay. Plettenberg Bay. The school has a safety committee. And among the other security methods in place, relationship with law enforcement and SAPs in the area to safeguard educators is also contingent. Now, that's fine. But then, so it speaks about the relationship with law enforcement, but then later on 4.3.5, page 5, it goes on to say, encourage the Pito municipality to play a key role in safety at the schools as they are not assisting the school now. Now that's factually not accurate, Chair, because it's one of the few schools that we found that there's a deployment from the municipality actually of 10 safety officers. In fact, what we should be doing is to say that let's encourage other municipalities where they can to also deploy safety officers at vulnerable schools. Thank you, Chair.
It's for you in the whole report.
In the whole report, let me just see. I may have noted one or two things by muscle, but I just want to see. Other than if it's nothing. No, that's it for me with the report. So I'm willing to move for the adoption of the report if that particular change is made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Member Christian.
Chair, just again, the MOT centers. Now, 4.1.9 says MOT centers, and then we go to 4.3.1, it gives mass participation opportunity, but just read that. So you take the mass opportunity and you put it at the first, and thereafter you make MOT. You don't do it that way, so you must turn it, switch it around. Okay, thank you.
Is that it for you?
That's it.
Okay, Member Borkman.
Chair, my memory serves me correct. The status that Member Sayed just read is actually supposed to be at Percy McLandla, because the conversation was around it's happening in Pitto, why can't Plettenberg do the same? If I remember correctly, that was the conversation.
So you move it to there?
Chair, if I can just say, your recommendation that we accept the recommendations, I think we should go that way, because in any case we will schedule then a workshop to work through, it covers, so we can adopt and then have a workshop and work through whatever we need to work through in the workshop. So we can adopt the report as a whole, because we have put in here that we're going to workshop so later when we're back we can look at. So we can adopt the report, Chair. That is my proposal. We adopt the report, and then we have a workshop after when we're back. Thank you.
Can I still do my amendment before you adopt? Page 10, 6.3.2. Now, it says they encourage the committee. And is it the school committee, or is it the... Because it's not us. So, and it's not the governing body. Okay, so it's the school committee to engage with Mr. Williams from the Jacob Havel Technical School for possible presentation on the model they use to involve and obtain equipment for these schools. Yeah? And then at 9.3.1, the briefing should include the South African Qualification Authority CAQA and certificate of obtained that learners and the certificate that learners obtain when they complete the 4-year course at school of skill. And in 9.3.4, we provide a plan of action, if any, for the decrease in the number of technical teachers in the education system. And then thereafter, the plan should include the discussion on colleges colleges where technical teachers are trained. And then that was mine. And then I want to agree also with Member Sage and Member Christian and Member Allen, who brought it up previously, that we shall come back, when we come back, that we set time aside to do the
workshop.
To discuss the recommendations in a workshop. Member Bosman, your hand was up before I made my amendment.
No, Chair, I wanted to say that we adopt the recommendations with amendment. And I think we should also note that many pictures in the report shows a very beautiful photos of Member Makamba Boja quite prominently in all the photos. Member Makamba Boja
smiling.
It should go onto the website of the Western Cape Provincial Board.
And I
hope that our procedural officer has loaded it up to on the website of the WCPP. So that is now the proposal, the question and the adoption.
No, we did. We forgot it. No, we didn't.
I'm Khalil Barankis.
Nosipa Makamba Bhutia, alternating member.
Mesuli Kama, alternating member.
Berlin Christians.
Regan Allen.
Thanks, Sheikh Khalid Sayed.
I'm Tato Kekana from PMG.
Thank you, Kana. Thank you very much. Now, I'm not going to start all over again. We're actually ending. Members, I need to thank you very much for your support in this committee. And as we go and we take this break, even a break, we shall see each other, God willing, on the 20th of April. Please be safe, take precaution as we are prescribed to. Please, Wasima and Mary Ann, I take this opportunity of thanking you.
Thank you.
Thank you, members. They are the milk, tea and coffee.
Thank you.
In your offices.
Thank you.
I'm sure they were also being massaged today in that meeting.
Yeah, the president massaged them.